beyond his plays that he made, just how big of an asset was Jared just for the offense as a whole, do you think?
Yeah, it certainly helps. Anytime you add an additional weapon like Jared out there, it certainly helps overall. You know, obviously there was some really good high notes as well as the ball security. We got to clean that up, and we got to be fundamentally sound in how we're carrying the football. I think we all understand the importance of ball security and how it equates to winning and losing in the National Football League. So that's not just with Jared, but that's an entire unit. We certainly have to continue to emphasize it and clean that area up.
With a couple of injuries that you've had on the offensive line, we've seen Barclay and Spriggs get in there. And, you know, at times Bakhtiari was dinged up a little too over the last couple of weeks. With the skill sets of the backups that you guys have, is it harder for them to run block or pass block? In other words, are they better suited to run block or pass block when they come into the game?
Well, yeah, I think they're prepared and ready to go in both of those categories. You know, you kind of go back and you look at the tape and you look at some of the positives that came out of the tape and understanding the areas that we got to continue to clean up moving forward from a fundamental standpoint. You know, so there was certainly good and bad. And just overall, I would say we just got to continue to clean up the detail of everything, not just one particular area as far as run game, pass game. We can be better in both areas, and I think each and every one of our guys would definitely see it that way.
Just Briggs is taking on a new position sort of at that guard spot. How much can you learn about him just from the very first time he gets out there?
You know what, he did a pretty good job for us when, you know, getting an opportunity to jump in there and play. You saw a lot of positive things, certainly as a pass protector. He plays with an attitude. Some of those things kind of stood out on the tape. But again, from a technical standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, we can continue to clean up some things. But he certainly did a good job.
Would it have just been too much to ask Michael to play it right away with getting here late in the week?
Well, it was late in the week, and that's part of the evaluation as far as how much information is he able to retain and moving forward. And he'll have a full week going into this week of preparation, and Coach McCarthy will make a decision moving closer to the game, and we'll go from there.
Is there anything you could put your finger on as to why the slow starts by the offense the last 2 weeks? I mean, once it's gotten going, but the first quarter of the last 2 games has been pretty slow.
And that's something that, you know, we'll continue to emphasize moving forward. Just like in the past few weeks, that's something that an area, again, we have to continue to clean up as far as just overall execution, how we start the game, our tempo, and our ability to execute on those particular plays. You know, we got to start fast. We got to convert that first third down and get into a rhythm and get going.
Hey, Edgar, how do you feel about what you guys have done in terms of after the catch? I was asking Mike about, you know, Randall makes a really good play on third down there. Ty had that spin move to get the first down there, but that doesn't seem to have been something that's happened with the regularity that we saw, especially from your guys when you were coaching wide receivers in the past.
Well, just in general, that's an additional area that, you know, that we always emphasize as far as the ability to break tackles, yards after the catch or yards after contact. What are you gaining or what are you doing on your own? We take great pride. Offensive line does an outstanding job covering the football and pushing the pile and moving it forward. But from a runner standpoint, making that first guy miss, breaking that tackle, accelerating your feet on contact, splitting two defenders, getting the ball north and south, attacking the point of the triangle, being violent on the boundary, little things. Those are some of the areas that we continue to emphasize, and we will continue to emphasize that moving forward, where, you know, we win those one-on-one battles.